Someplace there's got to be a place where people are free to discuss what they know and what they don't know and to find out what they can.
Radioactive Waves is presented by the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History. Together, we will explore all things atomic, nuclear, and radioactive, along with some interesting surprises from our museum's collections and connections.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Anna Part.
And I am David Gibson.
And today we just wanted to do like a little festive bonus episode just to say, you know, happy holidays from our family to yours. It's not going to be a full episode today, just a little tidbit to thank you all for following us and for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, I think just a little spread some holiday cheer. As you said there, and you yeah. found some neat stuff in the archives that is kind of relative to both the holidays and Christmas and our recent interview series that we've been doing with Hal.
Since we've been releasing David's fabulous interview with Hal from several months ago, I thought that it would be appropriate to talk a little bit about this great Christmas card. It was hand-drawn by Reggie Bell. That's Hal Bell's wife. And she made this card in December of 1945. And it shows this little like caricature of both herself and of Hal. And it says, "Greetings from the Tennessee Bells." And has like a little sign that's pointing to Oak Ridge and has like a little idyllic scene. There's some little pigs who are looking at them and it's just really cute, really sweet. And I wanted to share that with our listeners because I just think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Now on that note, Regina was an amazing artist. She taught art and mm-hmm. you know, Hal mentions it a little bit in the podcast. So, you know, to have a piece of her artwork in and of itself is a pretty cool thing, but especially, you know, like you say, a little Christmas yeah. card showing kind of what was going on in their lives at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, this is actually not the only drawing from Reggie that we have. We also have another, that's actually what I was putting away when I found this, was it's a little cartoon, like a flyer, again, in that same kind of like caricature style of her and Hal, like on a cloud. They had just been recently married. She was teaching art at the high school in Oak Ridge, and they were looking for a place to live. And so she had drawn this little cartoon of them asking if anybody had a spare room that they could live in Oak Ridge. It's very cute. I highly suggest, if you'd like to go see these things, please do. You can find them and admire her handiwork at atomicheritagefoundation.org. If you search Reggie Bell, R-E-G-G-I-E, B-E-H-L, you can click on her profile, and down at the bottom, there are these two drawings as well as some really great photographs of both her and Hal. And it's just, sadly, Reggie did pass away in 2011, so I think that it's appropriate to remember her through her art, and obviously Hal through his memories of her, and I think that it's a fantastic way to keep her memory alive.
Now, it may be kind of important to note, I mean, sending out a picture of where you may possibly live from Oak Ridge during the mm-hmm. time wasn't exactly something that was possible, but there was some reasoning and things behind how she could actually send this out.
Yeah, absolutely. So after the atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the existence of both Los Alamos and Oak Ridge, as well as a couple of other secret sites like Hanford, after the bombs were dropped, the existence of these places were revealed to the American public at large through the newspapers, and often the people who were working in these secret cities didn't even know what they were working on. That's how secret everything was kept. So it was really quite exciting that they were now able to, you know, say to their loved ones, this is what we're doing. We're in Tennessee. This is what we're doing. Hello.
Yeah,
hi.
This is, in fact, where we even are.
By December, that was possible.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and I just think that it's really lovely. Another thing to mention is that the University of New Mexico actually offers a drawing award for undergraduate art students in Reggie Bell's name.
Really? Oh, that's I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah. I found that out doing this research as well. I thought that was so fitting.
Yeah, that's really cool.
They're just the really sweet drawings. She was also known for her workshops on speed sketching for travel.
Okay.
Which I'm not 100% sure what that means, but I'm pretty sure it means like so that you don't have to take a photograph.
Sure, you've got a sketch of whatever it was that you had seen while traveling. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then that preserves the memory. And I really love that. I think that part of the reason I wanted to share this artifact with everyone is because I think it doubly fits the theme of this particular Christmas. You know, in December of 1945, the whole world was seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. Nazis were being arrested in Germany. Japanese war criminals were being tried. The UN was getting started. Both Britain and France's governments were getting back up on their feet. You know, it was really in the same way that we're seeing vaccines starting to slowly be distributed, and we have this idea that we will, you know, again, be able to travel and have parties.
And possibly do this podcast face to face. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this that podcast would be so exciting.
Still, for those of you listening, you know, 2,000 years down the road, we are still recording this, you know, over the telephone where we're watching each other and then recording in separate locations. Yeah. So at the end of the tunnel, one of the benefits we'll be able to be that we are in the same room recording this podcast. That'll be so nice.
Exactly. Well, so just at the same time that this time in 1945, everyone was thinking, oh, wow, rationing will be over soon. I can bake a cake. We're having the same thoughts of like, social distancing will be over soon. We can record a podcast in the same room.
It'll be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I really appreciate you finding, you know, a little bit of holiday cheer, courtesy of Hal and Reggie Bell for us to have kind of this little bonus episode.
Thank you so much, Hal and Reggie.
Yeah, no doubt. So.
Yeah. And thank you. Thank you also to our Atomic History patron members. You guys make this podcast possible at all. We really appreciate you guys. And anybody else listening, we're also very grateful, and we hope that you're having a safe and cozy and warm, I don't know, just a lovely, lovely holiday season. And Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy, just and some happy.
Yeah, just be happy. Just be happy. Eat something good.
There you go.
And
well, happy holidays to you also, Anna. Again, I appreciate that.
Yeah, happy holidays.
And to all of our members. We'll probably wrap it up there. And as we end every podcast, especially if you're elbow deep in pie, don't forget to wash your hands.
Radioactive Waves has been presented by the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History. Join us next time for more interviews, histories, and insights on topics like the Manhattan Project, science and pop culture, the atomic age, and the differences between nuclear fact and fiction.